This is the podcast for the Taking Part in Academic Discussions page of eapfoundation.com, the website for all your academic English needs. Academic discussions are a key part of university life. In addition to increasing your understanding and challenging your ideas, they may also form part of your assessment, and you may be given a grade for your participation in tutorial discussion. This podcast will help you understand the reasons for taking part in discussions. It also gives ways that individuals and groups can help to create an effective discussion. On the website, you can also find some example phrases that you can use. Taking part in discussions can be a daunting experience, and this podcast includes tips on how to improve your discussion skills. First then, why have academic discussions? There are many reasons why academic discussions at university are useful. Some of the main ones are to help you understand a subject more deeply, to enable you to share ideas and insights with other students, to hear the thoughts and ideas of other students, to challenge and perhaps change your ideas, to increase and clarify your knowledge, to improve your ability to think critically, to increase your confidence in speaking, and to improve your English speaking skills. Next, what makes an effective discussion? Discussions happen when many people get together and talk. However, not every discussion is effective, and there are many reasons for this. Perhaps there are too many people talking at the same time. Perhaps the participants fail to listen to what others are saying, or listen but refuse to change their own opinions. Perhaps there is a question which needs answering, but the discussion does not lead to any agreement. In order to ensure that academic discussions are effective, there are several things which the individuals and the group need to do. Looking at individual actions first, it's important for you, the individual participant, to do the following. Prepare for the topic. Be willing to listen to others. Build on what other people have said. Be willing to change your opinions. Not be afraid to give your honest opinions. Support your opinions with evidence. Give others a chance to speak. In other words, don't dominate the discussion. Encourage others to speak by inviting them to give their opinions. Show your agreement or disagree politely. Make your points clearly but briefly. And allow others to finish without interrupting. Group actions. In addition, the following are important for the whole group. There are clear aims so that everyone knows what the outcome of the discussion should be. There is a timetable for different stages of the discussion and a time limit for the discussion itself. There is time at the end for summing up what has been agreed or decided. Only one person speaks at any one time. And everyone contributes by saying something. Finally, let's consider improving your discussion skills. It can be difficult at first to take part in academic discussions. Perhaps you lack confidence in your spoken English, or perhaps you don't think your ideas are strong enough. If you find it difficult to speak or ask questions in tutorials, the following ideas may help you. First, prepare. This is perhaps the most important thing you can do. You will not be able to contribute to a discussion unless you are well prepared and already understand the topic fairly well. At a minimum, this means attending lectures and completing any assigned readings. You could also do further reading on your own to deepen your understanding. Talk to other students on the same course as you about the topic area, and speak to your lecturer outside class if you need further assistance. Next, observe. When you're taking part in tutorial discussions, try to observe how other students participate. Think about how they give their opinions, how they agree or politely disagree, how they ask for clarification or ask questions. Also observe how long each speaker speaks for, whether anyone dominates the discussion, and what strategies speakers use to ensure everyone contributes. Next, listen. A good speaker needs to be a good listener. Although this can be difficult if your English isn't at a high level, the more you practice listening, the more you will find yourself understanding. Focus on what the other speakers are saying during a discussion and try to identify the main ideas. Try to relate what is being discussed to what you have already learnt in your lectures and readings. Most importantly, keep an open mind. You may have your own opinion, but the opinions of others should be respected and listened to. Finally, participate. Although you may lack confidence, it's important to participate each time you take part in a discussion. You can start in a small way, for example, by simply agreeing with someone else's opinion or asking someone for clarification. Learn some useful phrases for these and other skills to help you. You could also prepare a question beforehand and try to ask it during the discussion. If you begin with these small steps, your confidence will grow and you will find yourself participating more as time goes on. For more information on this topic, including a checklist to check your understanding and some useful phrases for different functions in a discussion, please visit the website eapfoundation.com/speaking/discussions/participate.